Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm excited today to get to have my sweet husband, Jerry, with me today. It's been a little while.
Yay, it has been a while.
It's awesome to have you feeling up to being back with me. Jerry is just 3 months out from open heart surgery.
Just a little side vacation there.
Oh, yes, vacation. That's good. That's good. So, yeah, he's still getting his breath back and his energy back. And so I'm just grateful that you're up to giving this a go with me today. And we came upon a really good topic as I was sharing with him this morning. I was meditating and I just asked Love, you know, what if we do a podcast this morning, what would you have me share with our listeners? And so I thought I would just read this with you. And I was reading it to Jerry, and that created kind of a good conversation between the two of us. So we decided to call this morning, How to Accept Divine Guidance. So I'm just going to start in first with the message I was given to share with all of you. This is what Love says to me just this morning. Tell your listeners, they are never alone. Encourage them to tune into the love that is always here for them. Through the inhale and exhale of the deep love that is here for each, do you release the lower vibrations of the body and elevate your consciousness to recognize the love that lives beyond form? Every human being on the planet has a host of heavenly support that walks with each at every moment. Practice breathing in the love that is here for you and feel your senses begin to pick up information and energy that will remind you that you are not alone on this journey. For all love walks with you and will guide your every step as you learn to trust and receive the love that is here for you. Abundance, peace, and joy are your inheritance, but you must make the choice to receive this gift of love that is freely given to you.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it is nice. It is nice.
I guess the first thing that pops out to me is just the reminder that we are never alone. Even if there are times when we feel like we might be alone, we aren't.
We're still not alone. Yeah, and I will say there were definitely times over this last challenging few months, particularly with the surgery in December, that I personally had some arguments with God and our angels because things didn't go the way I wanted them to go.
And I definitely had some moments when I felt like I was alone.
Yeah. And then we look back and we reevaluate and we bring it all to love.
Yes. And I truly believe I was never totally alone.
But it can be a rocky road. And sometimes we do have times where I think because of how painful things can be emotionally, physically, and how harsh this world can be at times, that it does feel, we have moments where we do feel like, have you abandoned me?
Yes, there definitely are times, definitely have moments where we wonder if we are truly alone or not.
I think that's true for everybody. I think we all have moments or times that feel more than moments.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess that's where I feel fortunate enough to have a faith that I do believe I am never truly alone. I feel bad for those who don't have a faith, who do feel that they are abandoned or alone or don't have support to make it through this world.
Well, and I think that's where we have to nurture and cultivate that belief, that acceptance that there is something beyond us, that love, is here within us and around us, we have to give ourselves permission to consider that that could be the case to start with.
Yeah, at the end of what you were just reading there, we have to accept the gift that's offered to us.
You must make the choice to receive this gift of love that is freely given you.
Yes. Yes, it's there. We just have to choose to receive it.
And that was the thing that you pointed out to me when I read this to you this morning was, interesting that we need to make the choice to receive, to acknowledge that love is here for us, that we're not alone.
Yeah.
And I've been reminded here recently that one of the most kind of prevalent and powerful laws of the universe is that we all have free will, that we all get to choose. So we can choose to deny love's presence. And if we choose to deny that presence, we won't see it.
Right. And sadly, then that just makes things a lot more challenging.
Yeah. In so many ways.
Yeah.
And then we just muck everything up, don't we?
Yes. Absolutely.
So Jerry and I have this habit, you know, we'll read through several different meditations and devotions in the morning. So I had read this to him, but then we always pull up Your Indelible Worth and just randomly pick a message there as well. And it seemed like the one that came up was a really nice blend with the other. So I thought I would read this to you as well. And this one's a bit longer, but and we might have even shared it on a podcast before, but it is one of my favorites and it really bears repeating. You're coming to understand the immense power of surrender. And yet, too, you must realize how closely trust must align with surrender. For to surrender all into the power of my loving care, you must first trust completely in my love and care for you, and in your worthiness to receive all the blessings and gifts I long to give you. Surrender is a complete and total release of all resistance, which many of you may find easier to do, perhaps when there are not long-held beliefs or expectations about something you should do. To allow yourself to receive the inheritance I have for you, you must not only surrender the easy moments, but also you must learn to give me every step, every moment of each day, the big and small affairs of your life and heart. And this becomes your work, to trust that I will not fail you. Trust that my love is deep enough and my power great enough that when you let go, really let go of the things, beliefs, and patterns that you have reserved primarily for yourself to manage, when you surrender all to me, then you allow the floodgates to open and the deepest desires of your heart to cascade upon you like a brilliant waterfall of glistening diamonds. This is what I meant when I said you must release everything and follow me. You must step with enough trust and faith in me to surrender everything and let me lead. Let me give you the greatest desires of your heart. You know what you must surrender. And in the instant that you do so, you will feel the immediate response of my arms and power upon you. I love you this much, and I will never fail you. This last paragraph here, this is what I meant when I said you must release everything and follow me. That reminds me of Jesus saying you need to, what did Jesus say? Sell everything.
Forget everything that you currently know
and love, and come, even like family, like right. Everything
and come follow me.
What
a step of faith that
you have
would
to
take.
You know, Jerry and I, after this last few months of this challenge through open heart surgery, here recently, we came upon a video of eagles when they are
mating.
Yeah. And trying to decide if this is their partner.
Right.
What's it called?
It's the mating ritual. It's if they, how did they say it?
Is it a death spiral or death ball?
Yeah. To see if you are committed to take our relationship to the next level.
Yeah, that was how that was worded. Yeah, if you haven't seen this before, just Google or look on YouTube, actually, videos of eagles doing the death spiral, I think it's called. Yeah. And they're really just like locking their talons
and then just free fall.
Spiraling downward. And we've been laughing like, yeah, this is kind of what this has felt like, just like this free fall.
Here we go.
Yeah. And yet this is what I think love is saying. You have to let go. You have to surrender everything. And you know what? It seems like, I know for me, when I had all of my health issues in 2016 and shortly before then, that's kind of what happened for me. Like, I had to just get really real with myself and begin that process of surrendering everything, of just bringing it all, everything, out into the open and letting it all go.
It's funny, I keep thinking about Marianne Williamson talking about this topic and saying, it's easy to surrender this area of my life or this area of life, but I want him to call me by Friday. Or
yeah.
There's certain aspects of our life we think we need to still be in charge of, and that's not the case.
I'll give you this piece, but not this
right,
piece.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You take care of this and this and this, but I'll still handle. And isn't that foolish?
And I think that's what I was doing with your whole hospital endeavor. I'm like, partially trying to surrender, but partially know this is how this needs to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were here recently having to do a complete, we both had to surrender.
It's not easy to surrender all.
It really isn't.
No.
And yet love's saying, you must realize how closely trust must align with surrender. For to surrender all into the power of my loving care, you must first trust completely in my love and care for you and your worthiness to receive. And I think that's interesting because the message that came from love itself this morning was tell your listeners they are not alone. And it's through the inhale and the exhale of the deep love that is here for each of you. Do you release the lower vibrations of the body and elevate your consciousness to recognize the love that lives beyond form? So it's breathing in. Love is saying again, breathe in and out the love that is here for you. Really recognize love is here for you, so that we can have that trust.
I think that's why so many meditation exercises have you focusing on your breath.
Yeah. Well, and certainly through the breath and focusing on
in and out
the breath, the mind grows still.
Yeah.
And then even with the breath and joining it with the heart space, intentionally acknowledging the love that we're breathing in. We're breathing in love, we're exhaling love. I've been coming upon the power of energy work over these last few months. There's something called quantum touch energy work that I've done one training on now. And it really is amazingly powerful as you learn to combine the breath with the flow of energy that moves through you. And also the intention of being connected to all love. And I'm really quite astounded that this powerful healing method has been around for years. I didn't know really that much about it at all. I know there have been energy workers for years, and I've actually done some polarity therapy, which was quite amazing. But here we have this innate power to heal through energy work and the breath and connection with love. But I didn't know it was here till I was willing to consider it was here.
Yeah. I think we're just beginning to scratch the surface of what's the potential of all this is.
Right. But it was I'm seeing the link. It was kind of like there was a death spiral. You and I have been doing a free fall in some ways. I had mine first and then you here just in December. But it was in that total like surrender that we started to wake up to new possibilities and to how maybe old structures and core patterns have not been serving us.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, it just really takes a big hard hit where you really have no choice but to surrender.
True. That's very true. And even for myself, sometimes when I get to that point, it's still hard to let go of old patterns.
Absolutely.
Of thinking or habits. Even when I come to the realization that's not serving me well.
Right. But they say all change starts with awareness. So at least as we observe, that's what we're doing. That helps us to step back and consider, do I want to keep doing this?
Maybe there's another way.
So I was asking Jerry, has there been another time in your life when you have felt yourself completely surrender and you have felt love pick you up, you know, carry you, guide you then because you surrendered?
Absolutely. It just, when I stopped drinking, went to AA, I just never dreamed that there'd be a day where I wouldn't want to drink. But they just said, you do these simple steps and this will work for you. And I decided, okay, I don't have anything to lose. I'll give it a try. And so, you know, first is admitting you have the problem. Second is believing there's a power that can help you. And then third is making a decision to let that power help you. And so I made the conscious decision to say, help me, I can't do this.
And then you said there's a prayer, there's a third step prayer.
Third step prayer, yeah. And it's surrendering, yeah. Just, I offer myself to you to do with me and build with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy will, thy way of life. May I do your will always.
So it's really a conscious decision to acknowledge you're not alone. There's a power greater than you.
And I'm going to let it help me. I got to quit letting my ego run the show and believe that there's something that's a little wiser than my ego.
Yeah.
Because my ego hasn't been able to help me with this problem.
Which is essentially what Jesus was saying, let go of everything, yeah. Let go of the small self.
This may have worked for a while, but it's not working now. So yeah, I surrender, I give up, I need help.
And I was noting, wow, so this is really just parallel to everything love has been saying to us. You know, the 12 steps, how beautiful. Acknowledge that your small self is powerless.
Right.
And surrender and trust in a power greater than your own. And then And it's not about like letting love lead us into misery, though. I think some people fear, like, if I surrender and I trust in love and a higher power, then what if, you know, then I have to go hang on a cross or, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just, I think, our ego and fear. Our ego doesn't want to let go.
Right. Our ego thinks that we need to be in control. If we're going to be happy, we have to be in control.
Right.
Yeah.
If we let go, then that's death to the ego, and the ego doesn't want that.
And yet the end of the message that I was given this morning says, for abundance, peace, and joy are your inheritance. But you must make the choice to receive this gift of love that is freely given you. So surrendering is about surrendering the ego, the small self, the belief that we're alone.
Right.
And that we know better.
It's humorous in a way. If someone's offering this wonderful gift, that we have to make the choice to receive it.
Right. Yeah.
This wonderful gift is here for you. Do you want it? I don't know.
Oh,
insanity. I think I'm going to, I'll hold off on that.
Maybe I'll do it my way, just a little bit longer.
Let me try this one more time. Yeah, it is crazy.
But love is calling us to be the divine beings that we are. Love is calling us to remember that we are one with all love. Mm-hmm. And in that remembering is where all of our power lies.
Right.
That's where love can guide us and open doors for us. And I think it's kind of cool, like it's been in this surrendering that we've discovered that love has shown us you have power to heal even through energy work, through recognizing the power of the energy that resides within you.
Yes, the power we have of our own, by our own selves, is not much power.
No.
Compared to the unlimited power that's available to us if we choose to tap into it.
So love is really calling us to follow what our souls are longing to follow anyway, what really brings us joy. In previous messages we've heard, follow the gentle impulses, the peaceful path, really, the nudges, the things that lead you to feel the peace of being who you are in your natural state. Not the shoulds, not the expectations.
Right.
Let go of all of those. I was mentioning to Jerry, sometimes it's very sad for me when I work with people who are in abusive relationships and they have religious upbringings and messages that say, God wants you to stay married. Even though you are being abused. And that is so sad for me when I see we're caught by the ego messages and we've confused them and think it's God.
Yeah.
Telling us to stay miserable.
Right.
Like my will for you is suffering.
Yeah. It's hard for me to believe that Jesus would tell anybody, you need to continue to suffer.
Or that all love has been saying repeatedly over and over, my will for you is happiness,
yeah.
Peace, joy, abundance is your inheritance. Trust that I am here for you and loving you.
Choose to accept it.
And choose to accept it, yeah. But then that means surrendering and letting go of this.
Surrendering and letting go of your old rigid beliefs.
So, as we get back to the title, How to Accept Divine Guidance, love here in this message just this morning is saying, encourage your listeners, each one of you, to tune into the love that is always here for you. So accepting divine guidance first means acknowledging love is here for you, that you have even more than one, you have many who are here to support you and love you. All love is here for you. So first acknowledge you are not alone in this.
You're not alone, and choose to accept the power, accept the help that's right here waiting for you.
Right. So as we tune in, as we, even with each breath that we take, breathing in love and allowing ourselves to be loved, to consider that we're more deeply loved than perhaps we can even comprehend.
Yeah, probably.
So then that we can make that choice to say, yes, I want to let you show me because I trust how much you care for me.
Surrender and trust. Surrender and trust.
Yes. Over and over and over.
Over and over and over again.
And practice breathing in the love that is here for you.
It does take practice to get rid of the old rigid ways of thinking.
And it takes intention to breathe through the anxiety of staying busy and following the old conditioning patterns, right? Mm-hmm. To let ourselves just be still a while and acknowledge that love is here, breathing with us, guiding us, showing us the way.
If we can be still and quiet enough to pay attention.
Right, to pay attention. I think that's the most significant part of this, is to pay attention. Which is perfect. This leads into this one piece. Practice breathing in the love that is here for you. And feel your senses begin to pick up on information and energy that will remind you that you are not alone on this journey. I think that's the last piece, is that the more we tune into love,
the more we pay attention, the more we can begin to notice what's there for us.
Yeah. Through insights,
inspiration,
coincidences. Sometimes it might come through inspiration or coincidences. It might come through, I know that when I let go of the trying to figure things out and just give myself permission to be joyful, to play, to dance, whatever, to just be in the moment, that is really when brilliant ideas come, answers come, when you're trusting and letting go, paying attention.
If you can get off the persistent ego mind track, you're able to notice the things that are joyful or to be joyful about.
That's true. We give ourselves permission to accept the joy that's here for us.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's the last piece, to give ourselves permission. As love says, make the choice to receive the gift of love that is freely given you.
It's right there for us.
I can accept the pleasure that is here for me in this moment. I can accept the love that is here for me in this moment.
I choose the gift.
So thank you for joining us this day. Remember, you are not alone in any moment. Never are you alone. Acknowledge that and tune into the love that is here for you, and let yourself breathe it in.
Peace is available to all of us, always.